In its early years, Illinois College was on the edge of a growing city. The busy neighborhood you see around you today hadn't yet developed. In 1852, a lawyer named David A. Smith decided to build his home near the campus of Illinois College. Years earlier, Mr. Smith had freed his slaves, an action which made his further residence in Alabama impossible. So he moved his family to Illinois, eventually landing in Jacksonville. David Smith opened a law practice, and through that practice became associated with Abraham Lincoln. They served as co-counsels or opposing counsels on 68 cases. Imagine yourself standing on the prairie in 1853, watching the construction of this large home, when Mr. Smith stops by to check on the progress.
Mr. Taggart!
Oh, Mr. Smith, glad you stopped by today. Gentlemen, rest yourselves. We're making good progress on the house. I think if the weather holds, we're on schedule to have things completed by spring.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm afraid I haven't had the time to check on things as much as I would have liked. My caseload's been rather heavy this year.
Been working on any interesting cases lately?
As a matter of fact, yes. I've been representing Dr. Higgins, a superintendent of the State Hospital for the Insane, and the case of his dismissal, which he thought was unfair. It's given me the opportunity to work with Lincoln again.
Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln? I've heard of him.
Why, yes. He's making quite a name for himself, isn't he? Actually, I've worked with him on a number of cases now. In fact, when he comes to Jacksonville, I let him use space in my office. That man always has an interesting story to tell. He'll lean back in his chair, stretch out those long legs of his, and entertain me with tales of his years in New Salem and his family back in Indiana and Kentucky.
Aren't you from down south yourself, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, yes, I am. I was born and raised in the south, but I decided to move to the north. Never did feel right about owning slaves, so I granted them their freedom. We moved to Illinois. I found there are so many people at Illinois College who share my views against slavery. Unfortunately, I think we abolitionists are oftentimes misunderstood. The other day, the editor of the Democratic paper in town even referred to me as woolly-headed abolitionist.
Does Mr. Lincoln ever comment on your abolitionist views?
Well, my sense is he admires my distaste of the institution of slavery and respects my desire for its demise.
Mr. Taggart, where do you want these bricks?
I'll be there in a moment. I suppose I should get back to work. I need to keep things on schedule. By the way, your workers here have been very helpful.
Good. We were really pleased most of the folks decided to move with us after we granted them their freedom. Their loyalty has been appreciated by me and my family.
Dagnammit, I've got to keep an eye on my men. Good day, Mr. Smith.
Well, good day to you, Mr. Taggart. I'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, Lincoln here. As a lawyer traveling throughout central Illinois, I often came to Jacksonville. I tried many cases in the courthouse and became acquainted with the local attorneys, one of the best of whom was David A. Smith. He even allowed me to use his office when I was in town. I cherished the long discussions we had. Mr. Smith was a man of strong convictions. That's why he left the slave state of Alabama and moved to the free state of Illinois. It's men like Mr. Smith who helped shape our world for the better.
This recording is part of the audio series Voices of Jacksonville. For more information and other site locations, contact the Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 217-243-5678 or on the web at www.lincolninjacksonville.com.